Hello everybody, welcome. This is Terrell from Terrell03.com. Today's Tuesday, it's March 21st, 2023. It's 10:39 a.m. Central Time here in the Ozarks. This is going to be a shorter report. Rushing around, I was working till after dark last night, getting these cabinets built. And I hope you guys are rushing around and preparing too. The whole world is about change. It's been changing. Things are getting ready to step up. And I'm spooked and doing everything that I can. There's projects that I'm not going to be able to complete before. It looks like that we're going to be locked down again. But I want to share with you yesterday before we get started. This is kind of unusual. But Alan and Dawn, they responded to an ad that we put in. And they hauled away the treadmill machine that I needed to recover. So I'm done with it. Now they're going to use it. And we were loading up. He had this gigantic, he couldn't bring his trailer in. I don't know how long it was. It was way too long. And it's for moving cattle. And so we used my truck and took the machine up there. We loaded it up, took it up there, backed up. And he opened up the gates. And I looked in and this thing was in there. So obviously they sent me pictures. And they bought this thing. It's from the 1800s. This is what the sheriff rode around on. They didn't show it. Are you going to be able to see it? I think this thing right here, whenever you look at it, it's a sheriff's emblem from the 1800s. And this thing was up there. They had it covered up and they uncovered it. They had it redone. They had purchased it and then left it with whoever does this type of work. And they had picked it up along with coming. Or that's a picture of Dawn, really very nice lady. And standing beside their carriage. I couldn't believe whenever I saw it. Back in the back there. So I went to sit her home with some NanoSilver. She has she just happened to mention on the phone before they even come over that she has having issues with her teeth with infection. And I'm like, I've been there before. And shared with them about NanoSilver and sent them home with a couple of 32-ounce, already mixed up, jugs of NanoSilver. And they're going to get more for sure. And let's see. I don't need to be down here. I'm rushing around, and you'll notice that it's like I'm always in a hurry. My apologies for that. There's just a thousand things that I have to get done. But I want to keep you guys updated. And before we go any further, what was this? What's going on over here? 4.4 that struck. So I talked to you guys last. 3.3 at the toe formation. The foot formation, the North American Craton. And so it looks just for the last 24 hours you're looking at. There's a deep quake. Philippines region. This cycle has just started again. It's going to push north through Japan and then Russia. And so nothing really. There's a 5.1 Sandwich Islands trying to become active. It slowed down about, 2 months ago now from its normal event per day. You know, there'll be a quake swarm area down here. Event per day. Well, that's what we're looking at the moment. But that's all we're looking at in the last week. That's not normal. With Sandwich Islands, can't characterize that as a quake swarm area now, can we? Which means, for me, pressure's building up there. It's not like it's in a big populated area. That's just part of the global pattern that we're looking at. And it looks like that's kind of a strange pattern of deeper quakes. They're not down at the transition zone. Happening along the Aleutian chain. And all of a sudden, just today, just recently, in the last, not even a half a day, this activity, deep, shallow, something's going on right here. The Aleutian chain. And then that might be the quake of the week, this mysterious quake in strange places quake, a 4.4. But if I click on that, there's no historical precedent. There's no history of quakes in that region. That's going to be showing at the 10-kilometer depth. And that's a horn formation that's pushing further and further north. That's generally the strange quakes. Hegemony. We were just commenting here in the house about how we're seeing this word more and more and more before I ever turned on the computer. And it turned out to be, this is authority. So it's, if you want to use another synonym. And it's U.S. authority that is in question. And this is extremely, extremely important. This is historic. This is like, it's like we're going through the mid-1970s. And the United States setting up its arrangement with Saudi Arabia to provide defense for everybody in the world using U.S., the petrodollar. And now China is Saudi Arabia's most important customer. With Saudi Arabia, that agreement was just signed. And so now the next 50 years is going to be dominated by these guys. Right here, the gigantic shift is underway. OPEC Plus, it looks like the entirety of OPEC Plus is going this direction, away from the United States. And every time we turn around, which was reported on pretty completely yesterday, every time we turn around, Biden's doing something else, or one of our senators doing something, being a bunch of idiots, and they're pushing the world away from. They're ensuring the United States is pushed into the corner and ignored. Pretty much. This is, and then the related is that China, this is China and Russia, more joined at the hip, which before outside orbital position, we didn't hear about so much, even though it's been going on for the last 20 years. Now it's time for everybody to stand up and take notice that China and Russia are on the same team, seeing reports. You'll hear Brad commenting on it at the final word at this report that China's been sending. Which that's what they're supposed to do. They're allies. They've been sending materials to Russia, and what it looks like is that that's way, way too much material just for Ukraine. Russia can handle Ukraine by itself. What's all that for? It looks like there's getting ready to be a push into Europe. ZX is coming. Are you ready for the next pandemic? Are you ready? Hope you guys are getting ready and rushing around getting everything done. The system is getting ready to collapse. And people are going to be pushed into the central bank digital currencies to make any transaction. And then whenever they launch whenever they activate the biological weapon, it won't be long after that before our ability to interact is going to be greatly restricted. So like USPS. Whenever the biological weapon is activated, there's going to be no USPS, there's going to be no mail, there's going to be nothing like that. FedEx or anything that's like that. So I hope you're getting the things that you need on the way just as soon as possible. American people are being poisoned. And I couldn't remain silent. This physician assistant fired for reporting the vax adverse events. In other words, for doing what they're supposed to do. Biden signs bipartisan bill to declassify intel on COVID-19 origins because the smokescreen is in place. Everything pointing to Wuhan, 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 Wuhan lab, leak, 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 all that's a lie. It was released deliberately by the U.S. military in Wuhan. September and October, though there's some disagreement on whether it's September or October 2019 because it's the pandemic actually started the release of the biological weapon whenever the U.S. military personnel, you know, our track people, our runners, the people that participated, whenever they showed up, that's whenever the contagion started. So you may see in September because the war games were actually in October, but the people didn't show up the day before. They started showing up earlier. And so September, October 2019, that's when this started, even though the first case was reported in December 2019. And everything that Fauci did going 2014 and 15, going over there, Wuhan, and the money being shoveled in over there for the gain-of-function research, they say, was already completed a decade earlier. All that's to set up the smokescreen so people don't think to look at DARPA and Fort Detrick and all of these vax companies that are DARPA companies. I mean, the truth's right there in plain sight. But people are looking, they're following this intel. They're going to declassify the smokescreen intel and throw everybody off. That's basically what happens with any major story. Deadly fungal infection spreading at an alarming rate, CDC says. So, in the hospitals, and I'm looking at the numbers, 59% and over 90%. Maybe that was lower. I sped read the entire article. And the numbers match the numbers for long COVID. So at the beginning, early on, first 6 months in, then 20% of the people were reporting long COVID, which they didn't really know that much about long COVID. They just continued to have the symptoms. Then a year in, 30%. Then 2 years in, 50 to 59%. This is for the older people, people that were in controlled environments, you know, controlled care in the facilities and things like that. Over 90% of the people, long COVID. Same numbers for what's going on here. The reason is because, and you'll see it's spreading through the healthcare facilities, and this is Candida, and it's killing people because the immune systems are being wiped out by the biological weapon. So this is a case where these deaths are being blamed on the fungus whenever they're really caused by the destruction of the immune system. So these are our biological weapon. These are all going to be biological weapon related, even though they're not, the numbers are not going to demonstrate that. So when you see the COVID numbers, people that are dying, they're going to continue to go down. The vax numbers, they're going to continue to go down because they're being blamed. The heart attacks, the range of deaths, the death rate is going through the roof. And there's a story I'm going to show you that it's going to gross you out. It grossed me out. What they're doing with the dead bodies. The dead bodies are piling up so fast. And you remember I kept showing you these stories about the grave diggers and they couldn't keep up with what's going on. The death rate is sky high globally. What are you going to do with all the dead bodies? How are you going to keep it out of, away from the funeral parlors who are going, raising the alarm? They came up with a way. And just seeing that just really made me sick to my stomach. And it lets me know that the end's almost here. Basically, we'll look at that. Then the banking system's on the brink of collapse. Hope you guys realize that. The stock market, last time I looked, I was 300 points up or something. Because people are believing the lie. If you look at what's going on with Europe, remember that's the thing that I saw is that from what's happened in the United States with these few banks that failed, then you saw the collapse over there in Europe, and then that contagion is going to come back. So it's going back and forth. Our smaller banks are vulnerable, which is not coming out in the lamestream media very much. But the banking system is most certainly on the brink of collapse. Hope you guys are ready for it and you don't get caught. So this is the musical chairs game where you need to have your stuff, whatever it is that you need to be able to make it through being locked down for a period. You need to have it there with you. If it's not in your hand, you don't own it. Because the system is going to collapse and they're going to activate the biological weapon on the other side. And then there's going to be, before you know it, troops on the streets, people are going to be scared to go out of their houses. Now this is part of it, this orchestrated collapse. It's happening on purpose. So let me get you through these links. Hegemony. We were last night talking about that, how much is coming up in the headlines. So we're seeing that's power shift and the authority over the world reserve currency and such. The peacemaker of the world is going to be China. Unbelievable, isn't it? And BRICS. So China being part of BRICS is what's going to help their image and being associated with Russia. And from the American's perspective, if you're looking at the headlines and being spoon-fed by the media, then you don't see this coming. The United States is shrinking, being diminished. More and more nations are running to BRICS. And that's what's going to help China. China couldn't pull off what they're about to pull off all by itself. But China and Russia and India and the BRICS, they are pulling it off for certain. And The people that are manipulating Biden are doing everything to make sure that happens. They're very efficiently. I'm going to show you a testimony from a general here in a minute. Yeah, this is it. The leaders of BRICS right here, even though South Africa is the leader right now, this is the real leadership. So people joining BRICS, that's what they're joining. And that is a symbol of what? Strength. Put Biden beside them, and what does he look like? A freaking cartoon character. If you ever seen the Simpsons, then Mr. Burns, the guy that's Homer's boss, that's Biden. Then that's the image of America being diminished. Then disease X is coming. Are we ready? Viral outbreaks are on the rise. And it's not, oops, I didn't mean to do that. Where'd that come from? Okay, American people are being poisoned. And so this is talking about the vax tests that they may contain toxic chemical. That's just one of the poisons that they're talking about. And I hope that you have anything to do with any vax or any testing or anything like that. Even the swabs, they are killing us, and deliberately and on purpose. Stay on your nanosilver. Get your nanosilver. Look at your resources and decide where you need to invest your resources in order to make it through what's coming. Nanosilver. And that's the fungal threat neutralized by the nanosilver. Biological weapon threat, bacterial threat neutralized by the biological weapon. Get yourself educated if you haven't already. Watch the videos at the website. And just for $100, you're getting $800 worth of nanosilver, and you're getting an education. And you get copies of my books. Everything, it's just really, really amazing deal for everybody involved. And we're most certainly being poisoned. I couldn't remain silent. This is the physician assistant making his reports like he's supposed to, and he's fired. Just like yesterday. The religious fella that's standing up for what's right, those are the people that are being fired. The ones that are helping the destruction of the United States and the world, those are the ones that are being hired and promoted. Biden signs bipartisan bill to declassify. Yeah. Deadly fungal. The article where that news came from. Banking systems on the brink of collapse. Understatement. A lot of people don't see it coming, even though it's right in front of their faces. Storm, this is another storm. That's freight training, California. And this is the Home Reef Volcano. I've reported on that in the reports whenever the new volcanic eruptions happen. And he is showing what's going on. What happens with Hanga Tonga, but that is not a volcanic eruption. That is the detonation of a device. The carrier killer missiles. The ones that are going to... There's going to be one of those mushroom clouds over every U.S. aircraft carrier at the opportune moment. It's likely going to be on a Sunday. It's going to be the last day of a holiday. The last day of the holiday, a longer weekend holiday, or on a Sunday. Which, if I'm planning it, it would be on the last day of a holiday, like on a Monday, which would be like a Sunday. Then, where would we start? Colonel McGregor, this guy right here, really, really good. He's not bought and paid for like most of them. And he's just saying it like it is. He talks about a 90-day. That's the reason that David sent this to me, because he's talking about 90-day and 60-day. Like I talk about 30-day, 90-day, and 60-day. He's speaking the same lingo. And he says that he's talking about Mad Max scenarios that are going to start within like 60 days. And that's right around the time that's his timeline and our timeline looks like they're pretty much the same. And lawlessness, and he sees Biden being pushed out of office and Kamala Harris being pushed out of office too, which that can happen at any moment. If his handlers decide it's time for him to move on, we need Trump back because they need a righty-tighty type of a guy to push their agenda forward, then that's what they're going to do. If Trump is selected to go in and replace, that's what's going to happen. It's difficult for me to fathom that that something like that would happen. It's more likely that we'll be under martial law and under the Speaker of the House. That seems more likely. Even the powerful elite realize that Kamala Harris is not the person to be able to do anything. I mean, we would, even our elements of our own military would be able to push back, it seems to me, push back against the military and have some type of a coup before they'd allow Kamala Harris or somebody as incompetent as that to be put into office. They can't even use her as a good puppet, good mouthpiece, seems to me. But this guy sees crumbling. It's just not even just Ukraine is crumbling. But you should be able to see that the Ukraine conflict cannot continue. It cannot, no matter how many billions of dollars. And the war has been started and kept perpetuating. It's perpetuated because of the money laundering. Though the people that are getting rich, Biden's handlers, are funneling the money everywhere. The arms that are being sent over there are being sent to warlords around the world. The people of Ukraine being sacrificed. Gregory, more backstops. Second rescue. So he sees the collapse coming. Also, it's right before our eyes. See if the people are believing the lie. Not as much. Everything was pushed up. And looks like that it's on its way back to... Looking at the trajectory, looks like it's going to be about where it started. Unless something major comes to the news, then the market will respond. Silver wants to come back down a little bit. Let's see. 2238. It's on its way down, too. Usually those are inverse. They're both trading like commodities, though. I don't think we need to go there. Bill Gates wants global fire department for plandemics. Here's the WHO. So when you see this guy, you see headlines like this, plandemics. This guy's speaking for the House of Rothschild, Rockefeller, and Gates Eugenics. So if that was, 30 years ago, then it'd be Rockefeller. It'd be somebody from Rockefeller standing up. But now the front guy, the face guy for the global banker cartel, which is the eugenics cartel also. Bill Gates, perfect person for that. San Francisco reparations plan will lead to surprising outcome for blacks like me. So what this is a whole bunch of talk. Doesn't seem to me like it's going to go anywhere. Who's going to start handing out $5 million to people because of their race? But what this is doing, it's so some people of a particular race are going to get reparations according to their plan, and some aren't. That's going to cause division amongst the people of that race. And then what about the other races? It's going to cause more division. Why them and not me? You say, because they were slaves. No, they weren't. There was never any slavery in California, and that's where this is going. This is where this is from. And the entire banking system is collapsing. People are running out of California just as fast as possible, which means their tax base is being destroyed. Where are you going to get the money to do this? You think the feds, you think U.S. Treasury is just going to print it up and put the Fed's name on it and then ship it to you so you can hand it out to people? And what do you think that's going to do to inflation, even if you did it? That's all of this is mind-boggling. Squatters torment homeowners across the U.S. with no resolution in sight. You can't make this stuff up. Illegal alien foreign nationals. And if Michael Yon and Mike Adams interview, I got to make it almost all the way through, then that's highlighting that guy. Every time that guy does an interview, I highly recommend you listen to him. And he's talking about how the illegal aliens, I mean, they're flooding into Europe, they're flooding into every civilized in the United States, and every Western nation. The woos that are under collapse. So the USS Titanic, the USA Titanic is going down. And they're flooding the place with illegals. And one of his comments was, it's day and night. It's planes, trains, planes. They're using planes more than anything else right now and flying people in all over Europe, all over the United States, and it's accelerating, which is that's what I've been telling you from the beginning. It's accelerating, getting faster. It's not like it reached a peak at a certain time and now it's slowing. No, it's getting faster every single day. They're orchestrating our collapse. At the same time, squatters are moving into houses, and it seemed like there's nothing that anybody can do about it. You can't make it up. They have no right to be there, and law enforcement says that it's a civil deal. Societal collapse. That's the common denominator of all these things. San Francisco, Soane's Town, Galleria Mall. This is a Chinese American guy, it looks like. He's being interviewed. Shoppers say recent violence becoming commonplace. So this type of stuff right here.
Can be seen right in the middle of that melee. All business.
Yeah, this is what's happening. It's happening worse in the big blue, in the big blue cities, in the big blue states, and it is spreading like a contagion. Is that word contagion? If you're keeping up with the news, you're hearing the term being used more and more and more. Contagion, contagion. That's where we are in the banking crisis. That's where we are in the spread of violence across the nation. The lawlessness is spreading like a contagion. That's where we're at. Oh man, it's raining outside. I have some sawing and stuff to do. Hope it stops. Okay, liquefied dead people. This is disturbing. I'm not going to show you the video. This is what they're doing with dead people. This is a person's bones. And this is being sold as a food additive. This is what's going on. They show the process. I know. You just can't make this stuff up. For me, this tells me that it's the same thing that Bonnie was thinking. We got to be close to the end whenever they're pulling the stuff off like this. But my comment was it makes sense because so many people are dying and they have to do something. This is their solution. And it's disgusting. What's going on here? Financial crisis and false heroes. More and more people, they see what's happening. Now, military chiefs warn something major coming. Oh, JWTV. This guy's usually a little ahead of the curve. Brilliant, brilliant man. This fellow right here. You may not think so by looking at the fellow. This guy's really, really smart. He's a deep thinker. He's usually a little bit ahead of everybody else and connecting the dots and seeing the patterns. And he's something major is coming. Most certainly, something major is coming. Banks panic as liquid crisis spreads. So this is the contagion, without saying it, calling it a liquidity crisis is a contagion. Banking disaster is imminent because the collapse after the contagion spreads, then the collapse happens. And this is being orchestrated. Who's going to bail you out? There's going to be nobody to bail you out. Then this was sent in by Mr. Photo. He's a one of the another one of the deep thinking guys, and he wants you to know more about hypnosis, the history of hypnotizing people, the programming. And this is the dislocation, I'm sorry, dissociation process. And so this is Mr. Photo. This is premium. Much of what he shares has to be set up. And my general complaint, if you want to call it that, my concern is that these can be rabbit holes. They can lead you off, and then you're here 3 days. You're going, oh, look at this, look at this. And you keep following that tree branch until you get off on the end of it, and it wants to break off on you. And then you look back and you realize, oh my goodness, I've lost a week when I should be prepping for what's coming. So this is if you can get in and out without making this a rabbit hole, then you can understand a little bit more about opinion molding is what it is. They're molding and shaping opinion all the time and running the polls in the news media to figure out how well their programming is working. Everybody's being programmed all around us all the time. That's the way that it's been through everything. That's media, everything. And for me, some people say, oh, I don't have a TV. I don't want to. That's not the answer for me. I think it's important to understand it and just don't get caught by it. Don't get the contagion from it, but understand it because then you can understand the changes that are happening in your environment. See, everybody else is being deprogrammed and deprogrammed from reality and programmed with all the stupidity that's happening all around us. Well, this is, I was trying to watch the financial shockwaves, what was going on from yesterday's report. Never got to time to checked in on this. Got about 40 minutes in. Michael Yon, anytime you can listen to this guy right here, he's really something. He's one of the greatest resources that I can send you to for information about what's really going on. This is the pump. This was sent in by Clint that watched the interview and they go, hey, this is what they're talking about. And he's right. Pardon me. This is pretty expensive. This is the kind they're talking about. $303. So if you have lots of resources, I highly, highly recommend it. I don't use this particular brand. I use Military Issue. That's and I looked over here to try to find mine, and it's kind of like this. It comes in a bag like this. This is just where it may have the unit inside of here. You get it at Army Navy surplus stores, and it has a crank. It looks a whole lot like this. Well, it's a hand crank one, and it has a rock on the end of it. The rock you put in the stream and you crank it. That's the kind I have. Durable, rugged, and this is the one that Michael Yon. This is what he's had. He says he's had it for 20 years. It's heavy duty. Mike Adams says he has five of them. And this is if you're going to get that something like this. Then I agree 100% with Michael Yon. He's too poor to go cheap on something like this because you have to keep buying them over and over again. Then it breaks, you get stuck. So you buy it, you don't want to buy it once. He's had it for 20 years. So I'm not affiliated. He's not affiliated. We're just passing it along. This is the one that he recommends right here. And if you go to an Army Navy surplus store and you can find the water purifier. If I could find another one, there were a couple of these stores down when I was down in Pinellas County, and that's where I got it from. And I kept looking to get another one and never ever saw another one the whole time. The couple of three, no, years going back and trying to find another one, I was never able to find another one. The top quality grade Military Issue. But if you can find one, that's the one that I use. Then sit rep, if I had 40 minutes, I would be listening to the whole thing. And he says, is the United States collapse coming? Most certainly it is. He's the guy that's going to tell you from the sky that he sees it coming. Northern California flooding, devastating crops. This guy right here is a little bit difficult to believe. I watched him. I watched him do it. This levee broke and he took two of his trucks. He took two of his trucks, filled them with dirt, and ran them into the levee, and then and blocked the hole to save his trees. What they were they? Avocado, whatever they were, saved his trees. And so to him, it was worth it to drive two of his trucks off into here to be able to save his trees. It seems like a temporary fix to me, especially whenever geoengineering from the elites bring freight train, freight train, freight train of more flooding, so they had the drought for so long, and then they bring the flooding, and they just won't stop. Because guess what? You can't. This guy has trees that he's trying to protect, but you can't plant and grow garden or anything like that. How are you gonna do that? And then, so the people that a lot of food comes out of California, and if the growers cannot plant, they can't have a harvest. And that's going to affect their ability to survive. And they're piling the illegals in here so fast. That's three extra meals a day for millions and millions of people. That creates more demand, and that diminishes the resources, which is that's what they're trying to do. The musical chairs stops whenever all of a sudden you go to Piggly Wiggly and there's no food. And Michael Yon in his interview is commenting, you have to be growing something. Everybody should be growing something. I hope that you guys are growing. If you're not growing something now, then at least sprouts. So you start sprouts, and then in 7 days you can be having something with enzymes in it to work with your canned food. Because if you think you're going to live out of cans, it's not going to happen. You're going to do it for so long, you're going to get food fatigue, and you're going to continue to eat, and you're not going to get the nutrition that you need. You need supplements, piles of supplements, vitamins, and just laundry list that you should have. And then something organic that you eat that's alive. Really important. This is San Francisco activists warn city become epidemic of cartel feud, drug crisis, overdoses soar. And big blue, man. If that's where you're at, Mad Max is going to attack there first. It's already happening. And it's going to spread everywhere. So, right at this moment, I'm focusing on gardening and getting these storage. I want to get my food into storage so I know, and everything cataloged, so I know how much more food that I can get. So society collapsing, contagion spreading. U.S. cattle inventory it says nearly a decade, the lowest level nearly a decade. The story that I reported to you says it's the level of 1961, when there was 1.8. No. Anyway, there was half the people back in that time. 3 years after I was born, that's where we are now with the amount of cattle that's out there, and they're filling the. There could be a 400 million people in here right now. They're not counting everybody. Food, and your ability to protect the food. So along with the gardening and the other thing, the guns and ammo, extremely important. CEO warns serious risk in Great Depression. More mega layoffs, financial crisis worsens. That's where we're at. That means the contagion is still spreading. We're just not to the collapse phase yet. And if you notice that the Fed and everybody, the handlers, are doing everything they can to push the collapse further and further back, because it's like the West Coast. The longer it takes for the big one to strike, the bigger it's going to be. The longer they can push this crisis back and paper it over, the longer that we have to prepare and the elite. But then when the collapse happens, it's going to be catastrophic. The further they can push it back, the collapse is going to be sudden. Destruction is going to come suddenly. That's what we all have to be prepared for. We are preparing for everybody in our environment to wake up. When they wake up, our ability to prepare is going to be greatly impaired, greatly impaired. So you go down to Home Depot, you can get this. You go to Walmart or wherever you go, a hardware store, you can get things. Order things online, you can get things. When everybody wakes up, all of a sudden, you're not going to be able to get things. And what you got? I'm not kidding you. I have extra door hinges. And Gary's done more than me. He's got extra supplies of wood, and he's got more, a lot more in the way of resources and space. And he has fixed up this building, and he's got extra plywood and 2x4s and screws and getting ready for what's coming. That's what I wish that there were 50 Garys. There could be 50 Garys here that's relocated to this area that's working together with me and David and Eric and Israel and others that are here, Don. There could be 50 or 100 of you guys, and I wish that there were more people that are awake and they see what's coming, because the more of us that work together, the greater our chances of staving off what is going. They're trying to kill us, and we working together can, and staying out of the way at the same time, then we have a way better chance than people that are out there. You're out there all by yourself. And who are you working together with? Are you prepared? Then this to me looks like a giant distraction. Steel barricades being unloaded outside of Manhattan Criminal Courthouse, Trump indictment over a misdemeanor where the statute of limitations has expired. And this is common practice. Common. People, it's kiss and don't tell. And that's just commonplace in our society. Or even if somebody's going to threaten you and you say, oh, well, no, you know, they could be blackmailing you for something else or something. But it looks like Trump's like guilty of sin, like Clinton or whatever. But I mean, the guy's a billionaire. And we're still talking about a misdemeanor. So this just looks like a whole bunch of to-do over not much, or not very much. Paris is burning. This is what's going on. They say it's over. The fact that they're going to blame this on pension reform is just beyond me. It's got to be way, it's way, way, way more than this. Their standard of living is going into the toilet. Societal support mechanisms crashing. At the same time, illegal aliens are flooding in. They're raping their daughters. And not much happening because of it. That's happening all over Europe. Houston police arrest 17-year-old male for robbing and body slamming a helpless Texas woman. This is what's going on. I show you this one has remained up for sharing to let you know things are getting more dangerous out there all the time. And it's not just in San Francisco and Portland, Seattle, and Chicago. 186 more banks at risk. That could push us into the next Great Depression. But only 186? It's a lot more than that. But that's what's been reported on here at the moment. This is the study right here. 186 banks. And you know the reason why. Because they did what they were supposed to do. They're supposed to take the depositors' money and put it in something that's safe. Like treasury bonds. And the interest rates, they've been pushed down to zero for so long. So these, especially the young bankers, so they were born and then they got into the banking and they haven't seen interest rates above zero. They couldn't even, they haven't been through it before. But they've been held down so long and now they're going up, 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 up. And they're, whoa, wait a minute, what's happening here? Then, WTF, most unsettling video I've ever made. Get ready for martial law, AI. That's what I'm saying. You're not seeing a lot of that. The Canadian prepper, he sees it. I see it. I see tanks and personnel carriers, green, up and down the streets, and blue helmets, man. I see it. And they're not Americans. Those troops, maybe the guy driving the truck, and maybe the guy that's going to be the leader over is going to be American, but some of the people coming out of the back of that vehicle are not going to even speak English. And they're going to be following orders. And AI, World War III, dystopia, AI most certainly part of the equation. Way more than anybody's being told at the moment. And this is it. China just got involved. And, well, let me just, trying to get through this report, guys, so I can get to work. Looks like it did stop raining out there.
Experts right now are warning that China is already sending material over to Russia that is assisting it with its invasion of Europe.
You heard that right. Because this is about more. Yesterday, the report was all of the arms and the military vehicles piling up in Poland. The front is going to be Poland, you know, the border of Poland. So NATO's going to be on the eastern side, and China, Russia, BRICS are going to be on the western side once they've taken Ukraine, which that seems to be academic here at the moment. And then look at all of the treasure and men that have been lost to over Ukraine. Whenever there was zero chance that Ukraine could stand up against Russians, the Americans can't stand up against the Russians. And now, Poland, I see, is a thorn in the side of Putin. And Germany, a thorn in the side of Putin. Those are likely going to be the two nations. And Germany is suffering so bad. Michael Yon, I highly recommend you listen to that interview. He's going to explain kind of what's going on. He describes the smog, the smoke, and what's going on out in Asia. He's really, really, really familiar. He lived out there 20 years. What's going on in Asia. So that's the report that I have for you for today. Appreciate your support very, very much. Subscribe to the Survival Group program. Get your, if you don't do anything else, at least get your threat assessment information. It's only $50 a year. To be able to do that, you get free copies of my book. You get discounts on your NanoSilver. Get your NanoSilver while you still can. Shipments are on Friday. Packaging through the week. Shipments go out on Friday. Every single shipment that you guys make now gets your tracking number, so that you can track it. And it's going through the winter. You're told you must track and make sure somebody's there to get your package, because if it sits out in your mailbox in freezing temps, the bottles could burst. So I'm really looking forward to be able to remove that notice from the notifications as we push through spring. And you're a subscriber, for $100, you get $800 worth of NanoSilver, 5 bottles in here. Here's the instructions. Now, near proximity to the Black Star is going to be May 29th, 2023, which I believe, I was thinking that maybe not this year. Then I get news today and I'm going, well, maybe it is this year. I can't tell yet. So my goal is to be prepared. And I'm really preparing for the lockdown that's coming. And if I'm prepared for that, then I'm prepared for everything else already being located here in Northwest Arkansas. Appreciate your support again. Get more information right here at terror03.com. I'll see you on the next Black Star Update Report.